think, therefore, it's important for us to realize that this is our normal. Meaning we have to, to whatever extent there was Yetzer Hara to say, I don't have to, be so good about the Siddurim because I'm not in a normal atmosphere, and I don't have to be so good about Shir and about Chazar because I'm not in a normal atmosphere. At this point, this is our normal atmosphere. It's, with the seeing all of you in the Brady Bunch boxes and whatever on the screen, that's the new normal. That's the way we're going to function, and we therefore have to function. We have an achrayus to function at a very high capacity with this new normal. And as in a new zman, it gives us that opportunity to start fresh and to assume that for the remainder of this zman, at least, we have to be koveya ourselves in our limudim to the extent possible, and set ourselves up for success. At the end of the day, in Jewish history, people have learned and become great Talmidei Chachamim under much more trying circumstances, under much more challenging circumstances. And Adrabba, sometimes you find that the more pressing the circumstance, the greater the Talmidei Chachamim are. Sometimes you find that amidst turmoil, people are able to somehow buckle down, maybe because it requires more energy to focus yourself, so people have this higher level of focus when challenged. And that's, we paskin like Talmud Bavli, not like Talmud Yerushalmi, the Torah of Galus, somehow, because of the extra challenge that's involved in learning such Torah, has become the greatest Torah. Rav Moshe Feinstein's formative years was deep in Russia with no one to learn with except for his father and his brother, just a family sitting there. You read about some of the people that, as word got out about these great Gaonim that were deep in Russia. I think it was a Sri Deish, or no, it wasn't Sri Deish, it must have been someone older. I think Chaim Ozer maybe has a letter where he says that word has reached him of two brothers who are learning Torah deep in Russia somewhere, like they were like in the days of the Vilna Gaon. And that was Rav Moshe and his brother Rav Mordechai, who died at a young age, learning together and becoming great, becoming Gedolei Olam through that kind of learning. So that's our achrayus. Our achrayus is not to be distracted, and adrabba, if in the presence of distractions, to be hyper focused on our Talmud Torah, and through that to continue to become the Talmidei Chacham that we always planned on becoming, or greater Talmidei Chacham than we ever planned on becoming. So with a new zman, and again, we're so fortunate that we're starting a new zman before Rosh Chodesh. We get a few days head start, because the whole idea of a difference between home and yeshiva, those lines are no longer there. Those lines are no longer blurred, and therefore we're always in this man. The Rabbanim have been saying that they've always had to do this great PR and flyers and fancy titles to get people to come to shiurim. Rabbi Rothwax told me this morning he could announce a Zoom shiur right now for tonight, and guaranteed at least 50 people will be there. People are interested in being involved in Talmud Torah, and there is no line between the home and the Beis Medrash anymore. So let's work very hard to do that. Now, that's my pitch for serious Chazara over the next 2 weeks. Even as I'll be molded to you in Bipe Mele, that I'm not going to be doing serious Chazar over the next 2 weeks, because I'm trying to work on some other things in learning, but I'm trying to work on some other things. But I think it's we should be doing serious Chazar over the next couple of weeks, take the Bechina, and then we'll start a new Zman of learning new material of Hilchos Avelos, which unfortunately is very, very, very relevant for very many people. Nowadays, I'm sure many of you saw the list of like the thousands of people that are sitting Shiva in the New York area now. I know just even the Hebrew Academy of Long Beach, Halb sent out an email last night. Here are the people that are sitting Shiva in the Halb community this week, and it's one school, and there were like 15, 20 people, 20 families on the list of people sitting Shiva. So certainly knowledge of Hilchos Avelos has never come in more handy than it will now. We were just discussing with Rav Schechter, yes, 2 days ago, Motzei Shabbos, we were discussing with Rav Schechter. He wrote a tshuva. It just came out, I think, today. We just put it out there. He wrote a tshuva about when Avelus begins in unusual circumstances. There have been people that have died in hospitals that are overcrowded and that are somewhat disorganized, and they've been told that the kavura will happen in a week from now, or the kavura will happen in 8 days from now. And you've had situations where Rav Schechter said that it seems that one can end Shiva before the kavura, which is a fascinating, if you have a chance, there are 2 tshuvas that he put out today. One about music, which everyone is going to read, and then, which he didn't even want to write, because he's just like, it's a Dover Pashad, why would I have to write such a tshuva? He said, because everyone cares. So he wrote it, and the other one that no one's going to read, but is a much more worthwhile read, about the halachos of when Shiva starts. And what strikes me about the tshuva is that all of the rayas are from halachos that we would generally skip if we're just spending a couple of months on Hilchas Avelus. That never happens, you know, that the government has the body and they're not releasing it, so when does Shiva start? You know, like, we don't have to learn about such halachos. And all of the rayas that he brings for this situation are based on knowledge of those halachos that normally, normally we wouldn't pay much attention to. But of course, that's the advantage of being a baki in all these halachos, that Rav Schechter is able to draw on all of that in order to derive halachic conclusions. I'll just tell you before we start, I realize I'm already 10 minutes into it, so we should have started, but before we start, we had a maisa where yesterday, before Rav Schechter published the tshuva, he said, I seem to recall that there was a cemetery worker strike 50 years ago, and Rav Soloveitchik paskined something, and I hope I'm not going against what Rav Soloveitchik paskined. I don't remember what he paskined in terms of when Avelus begins, when there are no cemetery workers, and therefore there is no kvura. So he said, if we can find out what Rav Soloveitchik paskined, that would be very, very helpful to me. So Rabbi Isaac Rice Googled it, and he's very good at research, and he put on the Google Doc, the shared screen that we were all looking at, a short piece from Rabbi Bleich on the topic that was written 50 years ago, and Rav Schechter quickly read it, and at the end it said that Rabbi Fabian Schoenfeld also wrote about this topic. I don't know how many of you know Rabbi Fabian Schoenfeld. He was a close Talmud of Rav Soloveitchik. Baruch Hashem, he's still alive. He's well into his 90s, I would imagine. He's Rabbi Yoel Schoenfeld's father. He was the rabbi of the Young Israel of Kew Gardens Hills. And Rabbi Yoel Schoenfeld is the current rabbi of the Young Israel of Kew Gardens Hills. And it was printed in a Chavrusa magazine, which is put out by YU, and in 1967. And we couldn't find the Chavrusa magazine online, but Rav Schechter said, I don't care what Rabbi Bleich wrote. I mean, he didn't say I don't care, but he didn't seem to care much about what Rabbi Bleich wrote. He said, I want to know what Rabbi Schoenfeld wrote, because he probably quoted Rav Soloveitchik. He was so close to Rav Soloveitchik, I'm sure he was getting directions directly from Rav Soloveitchik. So we don't know, how are we going to find this article? So Rabbi Rice called up on Sunday morning, he called up Rabbi Yoel Schoenfeld, and he asked him, if he has a copy of the article. He said, an article my father wrote in Chavrusa magazine in 1967, you know, I don't like have that in my back pocket, you know, I don't know what you're even talking about, never heard of the article. And so he said, okay, well, we tried. And then later that day, Rabbi Yoel Schoenfeld calls back Rabbi Rice. He says, you're not going to believe what just happened. This is crazy. He said, someone who lives in Manhattan was cleaning out their parents' stuff, and they came across a Chavrusa magazine from 1967, with an article from Rabbi Fabian Schoenfeld. The person yesterday called Rabbi Yoel Schoenfeld, said, I found this article from your father, would you be at all interested in it? And he's like, you got to be kidding me. This is the article Rav Schechter just asked me for, and I had no idea how to find it. And the fellow sent it to him. I have it here on my computer. I can send it to you guys if you want. The Cemetery Strike, Some Halachic Considerations by Rabbi Fabian Schoenfeld. So this is just another story of the Siyata Deshmaya that Rav Shechter is sometimes zoche to. You know, we could have a whole section of Chasidus HaMaiselech about him. But this and the fact that no one ever died when he was a shul rabbi, which is maybe we should make him a shul rabbi again. So that's the story that we're starting with. But let's get in. So what we're going to be doing over the next couple of weeks, if you guys want, if you don't like it and you're not into this, let me know, and I guess we could switch it up. I'm trying to prepare my third sefer. I'm trying to prepare another sefer, and I'm up to Shabbos related inyanim, essays related to Shabbos related inyanim. So I thought maybe saying over some of the pieces and getting feedback from you guys, and I could certainly send out the very, very rough drafts that have not been edited by me or anybody else, so that you can, not to find typos, there are thousands of those, but if they have substantive ha'aros or things to add, I'd be very, very interested, but I'm certainly happy to send those out before or after each shiur. And that for those who need a break from Chazrin Hilchos Nida, that could be that might be very helpful to me. But so if you're interested, we'll see if you like it or not. So today it's going to be a little bit of a shorter shiur because it's already 12:46, and at 1:30 I have a meeting with a few other people. So let's get started. Today we're going to talk about women and children when it comes to Havdalah. We'll see how far we get, if we get to both women and children, but women and children when it comes to the mitzvah of Havdalah. Of course, every Motzei Shabbos, our practice is that we say Havdalah Alakos. That's based on Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel, for the Zichru people, the pirate with the peg leg. But Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel, the Gemara talks about how they were misakein to do Havdalah, that initially they were misakein, because really on a Daraisa level, Pashtus is that if Havdalah is Daraisa, which we'll discuss, Pashtus is it parallels Kiddush, and all you need to do is, like Rabbi Kiva Eger says, when it comes to Hilchus Kiddush, to just say Shabbat Atava, to say something nice about Shabbos, or as the Rambam says, Divrei Shevach, the Kiddush, Shal Shabbos, to say something of something that praises Shabbos, something nice about Shabbos. So Pashtus is that if Havdalah is Daraisa, it parallels that, and therefore, but for Havdalah also, you just need to say Divrei Havdalah. You need to say something about how Shabbos is Kodesh, and now we're about to begin Chol. But the Gemara says that originally there were Misakein, that Havdalah should be done Bitfila as well, and then Kisheishiru, when they became wealthier and they were able to afford wine, so they were Misakein Havdalah Alakos. But then when the fortunes of the community turned again, and we were not able to afford wine anymore, so they were Chazru V'Kavua Bitfila, they were Kaveit Bitfila alone, until they were machria to be mavdil both betfila and al hakos. So the pashtus is that the mitzvah of Havdalah l'chor is a mitzvah shazman grama, to be mavdil bein yom kodesh liyom chol. So therefore, it requires explanation or an understanding whether women would be chayiv in Havdalah or not. But in order to even get to the point of whether women would be chayiv in Havdalah or not, we first need to discuss whether Havdalah is a mitzvah daraisa or a mitzvah drabanan. And then, once we get through whether it's daraisa drabanan, and the discussion of whether women are chayiv or pater or even mutter to say Havdalah, as we'll see a great chiddush of the Ramah, we could then get into what about a katan and Havdalah, katan shigia l'chinuch, and can a katan be yotzei from listening to an isha saying Havdalah? Can an isha be yotzei listening to a katan saying Havdalah? And then we'll talk about a case that happened with one of my sons. I think it was with my son Yonah. His bar mitzvah was on a Sunday. He became a bar mitzvah on a Sunday, which means that the Motzai Shabbos, that Motzai Shabbos, he was his first time being a bar chiyuva in mitzvos. So I was also my oldest son, so I was very excited about. I mean, we're excited about all the bar mitzvahs, but it was the first time experiencing that, and very much wanted him to do as many mitzvos as he could right away. So Kriyashma Daraisa, okay, good, he'll get that at Mariv. He davened Mariv for the Amud. we did things like that. So I very much wanted him to do as many mitzvahs as possible. So I thought maybe it would be nice if he would say Avdallah for the whole family. Then I thought, well, wait a second. Is he allowed to say Avdallah for the whole family? Is he even Chayiv in this Avdallah? So we'll talk about that a little bit as well, whether a Katan Shenis Gadil on Motzai Shabbos is Chayiv in the Avdallah of that Motzai Shabbos. So let's begin with whether Avdallah is Da'oraisa D'Rabbanan. The Rambam writes in Perchav Tesavil Chashabbos Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah L'Kadesh Is Yom HaShabbos B'Dvarim Shenemar Zochar Is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho Kilomar Zochre A person should say words of that indicate that Shabbos has kedusha. And a person has to be zocher Shabbos, both be mazkir Shabbos rather, both when Shabbos begins and when Shabbos ends, b'knisaso b'kiddush hayom u'b'yitziyaso b'avdala. So says the Rambam. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Kufnun Hei, is very consistent with the way he says it in Mishneh Torah. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Kufnun Hei, he shetzivanu lekadesh haShabbos v'lomar dvarim b'knisaso u'b'yitziyaso. Nizkar bam godel hayom hazeh u'ma'alaso. V'yibadlo mishar hayomim hakodmim mimenu. That we should talk about how great Shabbos is, both on the way in and on the way out. V'amru yisala zochar yom Shabbos likadsho. Kolomer zochru zecher kedusha v'hagdala. Zecher likadsho means that you mention words of both kedusha and hagdala, of elevating Shabbos. V'zuhi mitzvahs kiddush. So after the Rambam describes saying words on the way in and on the way out, he says that all of that is part of the mitzvah of kiddush. All of that is the mitzvah of Zochras Yom HaShabbos Kadsho. Very clearly, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Havdalah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and it's part of the mitzvah of Zochras Yom HaShabbos Kadsho. On the other side of things, the Ramban ala Torah, Shmos Perek Chaf Pasuches, on the Pasuk Zochras Yom HaShabbos Kadsho, the Ramban writes that the etzem mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos is shenekadsheyu bezikaron ki'inir v'kidashte meshnasa chamishim shana shayetotun kiddush beizdin lomar biyovel mekudosh mekudosh. Says the Ramban that the mitzvah of kiddush on Shabbos parallels the mitzvah of beizdin to be mekadesh the shnasa yovel. So afkan tziva sheniskar is yom Shabbos bekadshenu oso. So just like the beizdin sanctifies the shnasa chamishim, the yovel year, so too, we sanctify the Shabbos and we make it Kodesh. So the Ramban apparently says that that the mitzvah of Havdalah, the Ramban strongly implies that the mitzvah of Havdalah is a mitzvah midrabanan, and the Magen Mishnah quotes this in the name of a Yesh Omrim, and that's what it says in Tosfos Rabbeinu Yehuda Chassid in the name of Rabbeinu Tam in Brachos Tav Chafim Beis as well, and in the Orchos Chaim, the Rishon Hilchos Havdalah Simin Yurches, that Havdalah is a mitzvah midrabanan. Now, you find another important difference between the Rambam and the Ramban, not just whether it's a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabanan, but an outgrowth of that is what the nature of the mitzvah is. The Rambam was very, very clear that the nature of the mitzvah of Havdalah is that it's an extension of Kiddush. It's part of Kiddush. It's to distinguish, to separate Shabbos from the Yemei HaChol. When do you do that? Samach l'chnisaso, samach l'yitziaso, sometime around the area of when Shabbos begins and when Shabbos ends. That's the mitzvah of Havdalah and of Kiddush. The Ramban, however, holds that the mitzvah of Kiddush is a mitzvah of actually being makdish, of declaring the Yom as Kodesh, meaning of granting it Kedusha, meaning similar to Yovel, that the Beis Din gives the Shnas HaYovel Kedusha, and through that declaration of Beis Din, Yovel becomes Kadosh. So it's through our declaration of Kiddush that Kedusha Shabbos happens. Now, of course, Kedusha Shabbos happens whether we like it or not, and whether we say it or not, but we do find, Rav Shechter talks about this also, that we find such an inyan that even when something is kavua v'kayma, something is kadosh v'kayma, like kedushas bechar, there is still a requirement to be makdish it, to declare it as kadosh, and that gives it an elevated sense of kedusha. That's what Rav Shechter explains in the name of Rav Soloveitchik. And therefore, Havdalah is certainly not that. Havdalah is not being makdish anything. Havdalah is a separate inyan, because kiddush only involves kiddush. It doesn't involve havdalah according to the Ramban. Now, what the Balei HaTosfos hold about havdalah, whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, is a big machlokes in the Achronim. The Magen Avraham in Reish Sadites Sivkat and Beis quotes that Tosfos and Shabbos Taftes and Beis sounds like if a person starts to eat be'isr before havdalah, he should be mafsik. Now, why? Why, if you start to eat be'isr before havdalah, would you be mafsik? Must be because Tosfos holds that havdalah is d'oraisa, because you have to stop for havdalah, just like you'd have to stop before Kriyas Shema. If it were d'rabbanan, so the halacha is mefurish and shulchan aruch and simin reish lamed hey sif beis that for tefilas mincha, which is only d'rabbanan, if you're maschil be'isr, you start a meal be'isr, ain't no posik. You don't have to stop for the meal. So that's what the Magen Avraham writes, that from the Balei HaTosfos it sounds like that they also hold havdalah d'oraisa. However, in the Sharat Zion over there in simin reish sadites osvav, the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Sharat Zion, va'afta Magen Avraham kasav dezel dafka lemandi amar havdalah d'oraisa, aval lemandi amar d'rabbanan ein sarach livsog mikim v'shekvar hischal echol. Even though the Magen Avraham makes a big deal out of saying that it's that the idea of stopping to eat in order to say havdalah is only going to be true if you hold havdalah's d'oraisa, but if it's d'rabbanan, you're allowed to continue to eat, says the Sharat Zion, not so fast. Ayin shem b'sefer nahar shalom hiksha alav delo dami l'shar davar shumi d'rabbanan. You see, when we talk about that sugya in Shabbos, about stopping to eat because there's a mitzvah that comes up, a mitzvah that has to be done, you know, that discussion relates to a concern that a person might forget. That if I might forget to do the mitzvah, so that's why I have to not eat before the mitzvah. But by Avdallah, that's a factor, but it's not the only factor. The primary concern is not that you're going to forget to say Avdallah, it's just that there's an isra of ti'ima before kiddush and avdallah. It's part of the mitzvah of kiddush and avdallah is that there's no eating before it. And that's why, even if it's the kind of eating that would not ultimately distract you and cause you to forget to do the mitzvah, like a tima balma before kiddush, even if you just want to have, once you've davened shachris and the chiv of kiddush has set in, you can't even have a coffee. You can before davening, before the chiv of kiddush sets in, but once the chiv of kiddush sets in, even the tima balma, the same is true with avdallah. So says the Sharat Zion in Kain, mistavra dafilu b'dievet tzarech lafsik. So therefore, even b'dievet, you would have to be mafsik. And therefore, he says, I don't understand what the Magen Avraham's raya is from Tosfos. The fact that you have to stop eating before Avdallah, when you started Be'isr, is not a raya that Avdallah is d'oraisa. Even if it's d'rabbanan, you have to stop eating, because it's just the nature of the mitzvah of Avdallah. Now, it seems very clear that according to while the Rambam holds that Avdallah is d'oraisa, Havdalah ala kos bipashtus is only d'rabbanan. There is a comment of the Mefarish and Meseches Nazir and Avdallah Ramad Aleph that sounds that Avdallah ala yayin is a din d'oraisa even after Yerum Avdil b'tfila, but that's obviously a very great chiddush. That's more of like a believe it or not kind of shita. The Mefarish and Meseches Nazir, for those who never learned Nazir is one of those mesechtas that doesn't have Rashi. So on the top of the page it says, like in Nedarim and Nazir, they don't have Rashi. So so there's someone masquerading as Rashi. So we typically just refer to him as the Mefarish, whoever it is on the side of the page in Mesechas Nazir. That's what Salvation explained in one of the kinos on Tisha B'Av for the loss of the Balei HaTosfos. When there were Tekufos where Gedolei Yisrael passed away in quick succession, or were killed or murdered in quick succession. So they made kinos over it. They lamented the terrible loss. And one of the keynotes, we say, Mi yatir lanu nidarenu, mi yafir lanu nizirasenu. Who's going to be matir our nidarim and be mefir our niziris anymore? And if you don't know what the poet is referring to, what the Python is referring to, you look at it and you're like, oh, who cares? I mean, to be matir your nidar, get, you know, go on Zoom and get three people and, you know, whatever. I don't know whether that works or not, but, you know, it shouldn't be that hard to be matir and neder, be mefir nazirus. What's the, what's, you know, three adiotos should be able to do that. So they should explain, no, it was speaking poetically, that typically if you don't have Rashi, the next place you turn is to the Balei HaTosfos. And with the loss of the Balei HaTosfos, who's going to be matir our Maseches Nedarim for us? Who's going to open up the our understanding of Maseches Nedarim and Maseches Nazir that we'll be able to understand them properly? But anyway, that's there is no Rashi in Nazir. There's a Mefarish on Maseches Nazir. So that's the background to whether Havdalah Zechiv Darais or Zechiv Darabanan. It's a Machlokas Rambam Ramban. Balei HaTosfos not as clear what they hold, but clearly a Machlokas Rambam Ramban. What about women and Havdalah? So there is a Gemara Mufarashas and Brachos Tavchaf and Beis that women are chayiv in Kiddush min HaTorah. The Gemara Darshan's a hakish between Zechira Shabbos and Shmira Shabbos called Sheyeshnam B'Shmira. Anyone is chayiv in Shomeres Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh, in the second version of the Aseres HaDibros, which means the Los Haseis of Shabbos, is Yeshnam B'Zechira is also chayiv in Zechira's Shabbos, which means, at the very least, it means Kiddush. So L'chara, if women are chayiv or Pater in Havdalah, is totally in that Machlokas, whether the chayiv of Havdalah is a chiyuv daraisa or a chiyuv midrabanan. If it's a chiyuv daraisa, it's based on Zachar Yom HaShabbos Akadsho, and women are chayiv in Zachira Shabbos. But if Havdalah is only a chiyuv midrabanan, lechora women are pater, because it's a mitzvah shazman grama, and women are pater for mitzvah shazman grama, unless it's noted as one of the exceptions. And this is not one of the exceptions if it's not related to Zachira Shabbos. Now, it should be noted that there seems to be a machlokas Rashi and Tosos in Brachos and Daf Chaf, whether Nashim are Pater from Mitzvah D'Rabbanan Shazman Grama. It could be that women are only Pater from Mitzvah D'Oraisa Shazman Grama. Rashi holds women are Chayiv in Mitzvah D'Rabbanan Shazman Grama. Well, what would the basis of that be? Why would that be true? So Maram Shik in the Sefer HaMitzvah, so Mitzvah Shin Zayin, Maram Shik has a Minchas Chinuch type of Sefer. If you buy a standard edition of the Shalosh Tshuvos Maram Shik, I have it on the shelf over there, you can't see, but three volumes of Shalosh Tshuvos Maram Shik, so one of the volumes is like a Minchas Chinuch type of sefer. It actually was reprinted. Oh, it actually was recently. Someone actually bought me this. Normally, someone. By the way, thank you all for the beautiful Haggadah. Not only did I use it, my children were using it. We were sharing stories about Rav Aaron Leib. My son Zachariah decided Rav Aaron Leib is his hero. Nothing in his life at all parallels to anything in Rav Aaron Leib's life. But nevertheless, he decided that Rav Aaron Leib is his hero. So yasher koach for that. But this, they reprinted just the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Maran Sheik in two fat volumes. The original is in small Rashi letters and no footnotes or anything. I taka should have looked at this. I forgot all about it. The Maram Shik explains that Shita of Rashi. Why in the world would women be pater from? Would women be chayiv rather in mitzvah drabbanan shazman grama? If mitzvah daraisa shazman grama that they're pater from, you'd think kal v'chomer mitzvah drabbanan. So Maram Shik writes hasvara kimi drabbanan ikanami mitzvah lo sasur velo sase gam nashim chayavos lekach shvi Rashi the nashim chayavos that the mechayiv of every mitzvah drabbanan is lo sasur, right? That's why we have Shabbos Chav Gimel and Sukkah Mem Hey, right? About how we could say bracha on a mitzvah drabbanan. How could we say asher kesham sas v'tzivanu on a mitzvah drabbanan? So Gemara says lo sasur. So you see from there that the mechayiv of mitzvah drabbanan is lo sasur, and if that's the mechayiv, it's really a lo sasay. So every mitzvah sasay drabbanan is really mitzvah lo sasay. Women are certainly chayiv hishva kasev isha leish lekol onshin shabatara. Women are certainly chayiv in every lo sasay in the Torah. So meila, they're going to be chayiv in the mitzvah drabbanan shazman grama. That's shitas Rashi. But that is not the pashtus. We normally assume that women are pater mitzvei drabbanan shazman grama, just like they're pater from mitzvei d'oraisa shazman grama. And therefore, it should work out pretty neatly over here that if you hold that Havdalah's d'oraisa, women are going to be chayiv, because then it's still included in kol she'yashom b'shamer yashom b'zachar. If you hold Havdalah's drabbanan, then it's a mitzvei drabbanan shazman grama, and women would be pater. The Orchos Chaim in Hilchos Havdalah Simon Yilches writes, Nashim Ein mavdilos liatzman de ein avdala tluya b'shmira Shabbos al rabbanan asmuchu akra. Havdala is not really connected to shomers yom Shabbos l'kadsho. It's not connected to zochers yom Shabbos l'kadsho, and therefore women do not have to say avdala. There is a third shita in the sefer Olas Shabbos in a commentary to the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Sadivav Sifkat and Gimel. This third shita is very difficult to understand, but he quotes an Abu Draham. Bitchila sifro shar gimel da hainu midrabanan kolomer da anashim chayam bavdala midaraisa v'nashim ein chayavos rak midrabanan. He suggests that men are chayav and avdala on a daraisa level and women are on a darabanan level. If anyone could explain how the mechanics of that work out, I'd be very grateful. Meaning, if men are chayav on a daraisa level, what's the pasuk? Right, the pasuk must be like the Rambam says, Zochres Yom Shabbos Lekadsho. And we have a Beferish a Gemara that women are included in Zachar's Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. So how could it be that men are Chayiv on a Daraisa level and women would only be Chayiv on a Darabanan level? I don't know. I'm not sure. He points out Nafkamina would be Safek, right? If you're Mesubak, whether you said Avdallah. So a man, Safek Daraisa L'chumra, a woman would be Safek Darabanan L'kula. But L'chara, Nafkamina would also be about a woman being motzi a man in Havdalah. That if she's not the same level of chiyuv that a man is, if she's only chayiv on a darabana level and he's chayiv on a daraisa level, so unlike Kiddush, where a woman can be motzi a man, when it comes to Havdalah, a woman cannot be motzi a man. Because when it comes to Kiddush, a woman is chayiv on a daraisa level, l'kulei alma. But when it comes to Havdalah, she's not chayiv on a daraisa level, so she cannot be motzi a man in Havdalah. So that's a third shita. Again, if anyone has an explanation for it, I'm very eager to hear. The Magen Mishnah says that even if Havdalah is a din midrabanan, it's dumya de kiddush tiknuha. They were misakin it to parallel kiddush, and that's what the Ritva writes as well. That midamrin lahotzi banu bnei beso shamina de nashim chayavos b'Havdalah va'afilu leim Havdalah mitzvei shazman grama chayavos bo de kol tikun rabban ken daraisa tikun. Meaning a fourth possibility. Not that if it's a mitzvah drabanan, mimela women are pater because it's mitzvei shazman grama. Yes, it's a mitzvah drabanan, but one of the basic rules of all mitzvahs drabanan is called the tikkun rabanan ken daraisa tikkun. They always pattern the mitzvahs drabanan after the mitzvahs daraisa. So if on a daraisa level women are chayiv in kiddush and havdalah is patterned after kiddush, even though it's not really technically part of zachris yom shabbos zakatcho, but it's patterned after kiddush, so mela women are going to be chayiv in that mitzvah midrabanan of Havdalah. That's how the Magid Mishnah writes and the Ritva writes in Maseches Pesachim and Daf Nun Dalid Amid Aleph Dibra Maschil the Afalpi. Good. So now that we know that we have this machlokas, whether women are chayiv in Havdalah or not, three possibilities, chayiv, pater, or only chayiv midrabanan, right? Chayiv daraisa, chayiv darabanan, and pater, those are the three possibilities. According to the Rambam, l'chora chayiv daraisa. According to the Ramban, l'chora pater. But the Magen Mishnah explains that it could be that according to the Ritva is explicit that chayiv midrabanan, because kol tikun rabanan ken daraisa tiknum. So now that we have these three possibilities, so now we need to discuss, okay, are women allowed to say Havdalah? So the Orchos Chaim, I read you the Lashon before, says, Nashim ein mavdilos liatzman. So what does ein mean? Don't have to or should not be mavdil liatzman? So there's a machlokas haposkim, whether women are only pater from Havdalah or it's actually some sort of iser for them to say Havdalah. The Ramban, Reish Sadivav Sivches, says, since there are those that hold that women are pater from Havdalah, lo yavdilu liatzman, rak yishmu Havdalah min ha'anoshim. They should not say Havdalah on their own, they should hear Havdalah from men. So apparently the Ramban understands that it's asur for women to be mavdil liatzman. However, the Bach quotes that Ramah, and the Bach says, Shari le mare, the Ramah went way overboard over here. Lama lo yavdilu liatzman, what would be so terrible? Why can't they say Havdalah? Debein shanoshim chayavus min haTorah, ubein shein einun chayavus midivrei Torah midivrei Sofrim, vafilu einun chayavus klal afilu midivrei Sofrim, says the Bach. He lays out all three shitos. Whatever you hold, whether you hold that they're chayav midaraisa, whether you hold that they're chayav midrabanan, whether you hold that they're totally butter, Why can't they be motzi themselves? Forget, they're not trying to be motzi anyone else. You have Nebuchadnezzar, she lives alone, she wants to say Avdallah, so she's got to wait for someone else to come over to her house. I think I heard that, where did I hear? Oh, David Lichtenstein said in one of his podcasts that, that Rav Moshe used to call his daughter to be motzi her in Havdalah, Motzai Shabbos, after her husband passed away. Rav Moshe had two daughters that were married to two Talmidei Chachamim. His older daughter was married to Rav Moshe was married, she passed away, right? Was married to Rav Moshe Tendler, who we all know very well, obviously. I don't know if she was the older or younger daughter, but the other daughter was married to Rav Shiskal. Rav Shiskal was a gon olam, by all accounts, a tzaddik and a gon. And Rav Shiskal passed away at a very young age. So they say that Rav Moshe used to call Rebbetzin Shiskal every Motzai Shabbos and say Havdalah for her over the phone in order to be Motzier and Havdalah. So you have a woman living alone. She can't say Havdalah for herself. Why does she have to, says the Bach, why she's not trying to be Motzi someone who has a greater level of Chiv. So it shouldn't even matter what her level of Chiv is. She's trying to be Motzi herself. And even if you say that she's not even Chayiv Klal, even you say she's totally potter, still, why can't she say Havdalah? It says the Bach, Kimo b'shofar v'lulav. You know what else? She's not chayvin at all. She's not chayvin shofar at all. She's not chayvin lulav at all. And Ashkenazi women say a bracha on these mitzvos. So kihechi demezamnos liatzman. Just like women can make a zimun for themselves, so chinami mavdilos liatzman b'mikol shekein. So kal v'chomer they should be able to say Avdallah for themselves. So he says hadavar barus, says the Bach, de'in mavdilos liatzman perusho. Sheinan srichos lahavdil yatzman. The chiyuva derabbanenu ela ba'anashim velo benashim. Just means they're not obligated to, but certainly they're allowed to be mavdil for them, for themselves. So what does the Ramah mean? Why would the Ramah say that women should not? The Bach's kasha is a strong kasha. Women always say, Ashkenazi women at least, always say brachas mitzvah shazman grama. Why is it that women should not say Avdallah? So the Magen Avraham right away says that it could be that the Ramah's shita is that when there's a mitzvah that has a maisa associated with it, and then there's a bracha on that mitzvah, so good. So that's where you have machlokas, Rambam, and the Balei HaTosos, where the women are allowed to recite a bracha, and we Ashkenazim, passing like the Balei HaTosos, that women are allowed to recite a bracha on such a mitzvah. So that's lulav, that's shofar. The ikar mitzvah is netilas lulav, is yeshiva besukha, is whether shmias hashofar, tkiyosha, whatever it is, the ikar mitzvah is a maisa of some sort, and then the bracha is open for women. However, says the Magen Avraham, Reish Tzaditez, Sif Katan Yud Aleph, that it could be that when Ela Bedav, Aval Bedavar, She'ein Ba Ela HaBracha, Kigon Kan, Ein Rasha'os. Maybe when the entire mitzvah is the bracha, they're not allowed to even volunteer the bracha. And it could be that's why, he says, women also don't do Kiddush Levana. You always thought women don't do Kiddush Levana because they typically don't go to Maariv. And no one does Kiddush Levana when they don't go to Maariv, right? So says the Magen Avraham, no, women don't do Kiddush Levana because the entire mitzvah is the bracha. It's a mitzvah shazman grama. Women are technically part of a mitzvah shazman grama. They volunteer lulav, they volunteer shofar. But that's when there's a mitzvah aside from the bracha. But when the mitzvah is the bracha, then women do not volunteer. That's what the Magen Avraham writes. Now his comment that it's just like, according to the Magen Avraham, how can women say a bracha on Kriya Shema? So Simon asks, how can they say a bracha on Kriya Shema? So first of all, Kriya Shema is a mitzvah that is a ma'isa mitzvah of being kore Kriya Shema. The bracha is separate from the mitzvah, so it's more like shofar and lulav. And second of all, the birchas Kriya Shema are not really a birchas ha-mitzvah. They have certain characteristics of a birchas ha-mitzvah, but just by virtue of the number of them that we say, right? The number of brachas that there are, and we say all of them, so it indicates that it's not really a bracha. Although, maybe what Simon means to ask is that if you say like Rav Soloveitchik's whole Shtickel Torah that Rav Schachter quotes, that birchas Kriya Shema together with Kriya Shema is a separate kiyum of Kriya Shema im Birchoseha, and that they're not really separable from each other, that the value of Kriya Shema is heightened when it's Kriya Shema im Birchoseha. It's all part of the same takana of Kriya Shema with the brachos, so then memela becomes that the brachos are part of the mitzvah. In fact, Rav Shechter uses that to explain why there's no Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriya Shema, because the Nesivus writes in his commentary to the Haggadah that there's no Birchas HaMitzvah on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because any time you have a mitzvah that itself is a bracha, there's no Birchas HaMitzvah on such a mitzvah, right? So if you have a mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon, so before Birchas HaMazon, we don't say Asher Kishon Mitzvah Zizon Levarich HaMazon, because you're not going to say Birchas HaMitzvah on a mitzvah that itself is a bracha. So the Nesivus says not only that, but also any time you have a mitzvah that is accomplished through a series of brachos, you also don't say a birchas hamitzvah on. And we accomplish Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on the seder of four brachos al hakos. The Nesivus doesn't say it that way, but that's where Rav Shechter says it over. The Nesivus says we accomplish Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim with the bracha of Asher Ga'alanu. So since that bracha is incorporated into the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, it becomes a mitzvah that's accomplished through a bracha, and mele, there's no birchas hamitzvah on a mitzvah that's accomplished through a bracha. And hu adin, says Rav Soloveitchik, you're not going to say a bracha on a mitzvah that's accomplished within the context of brachos, such as Birchus Kriya Shema. Since Birchus Kriya Shema is always said within the context of brachos, mainly you're not going to say a Birchus HaMitzvah on Kriya Shema. So if you understand it that way, that the Birchus Kriya Shema are really part of the Kriya Shema, so then you have a good kasha. But what's also interesting, was there another note here that I missed? What's also interesting is that the Magen Avraham makes an assumption about Kiddush Levana, right? He says, and women don't say Kiddush Levana because anytime you have a mitzvah Shazman Grama, where the mitzvah is the bracha, so the women are knowing not to do it. That is not so pashut, that Kiddush Levana is a mitzvah Shazman Grama at all. Because Rav Shlomo Kluger writes in Chachma Shlomo, in his commentary to Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tav Chavav, by Kiddush Levana, he says, I don't understand what everyone's talking about over here, what the Magen Avraham is talking about. Kiddush Levana is Zman Grama. Kiddush Levana is not Zman Grama. Kiddush Levana is very clearly a mitzvah that's not Zman Grama. Why is it not Zman? I would think it's the classic example of Zman Grama. So Rav Shlomo Kluger explains, no. The definition of Zman Grama means that you could technically do this mitzvah whenever. You could do this mitzvah now, later, whatever, whenever. It's just that you only get credit for a mitzvah now, and you don't get. I could eat matzah today. It just doesn't do me anything. It doesn't. I don't get any credits up in Shemayim for eating matzah today. But I could technically eat matzah whenever. When I do it on Pesach, then I get a mitzvah. I could take lulav today. When I do it on Sukkot, then I get a mitzvah. Those are mitzvah saseh, shazman grama. But a mitzvah that's not available to you, except for certain times, that's not called mitzvah shazman. Whenever the mitzvah is available, you have to do it. It doesn't matter when. It's not about the zman. It happens to be that the zman is what triggers the situation, but it's the situation that's the mechayiv of the mitzvah. So a levana b'chidusha is mechayiv kiddush levana. It's the situation of a levana b'chidusha. It happens to be that only happens in the first 15 days of the month. Okay, but it's not the first 15 days of the month that trigger the mitzvah. They just trigger the levana b'chidusha. Then the levana b'chidusha triggers the mitzvah. So it's not zman grama, it's event grama, says Rav Shlomo Kluger. So he says, I don't understand what this whole discussion's even about. By the way, in my second sefer, I discuss about Birchas Ilanos, right? You say a bracha on, are women chayiv in Birchas Ilanos? According to this Magen Avraham, if you hold that any mitzvah, it is man grama l'chor, if you hold that it's only done in Nisan, it's a discussion in Poskim, but the Gemara says that someone who goes out be yome Nisan. So if you hold that it's only during Nisan, which means if you haven't done it yet, find a tree, because time may be running out. But if you hold that it's only be yome Nisan, so then it's man grama, so should women be chayiv? Maybe women should not, according to this Magen Avraham, women should dafka not say birchas ilanos. Ilanos, because the whole mitzvah is the bracha, and it's a zman grama. It's not so posh. Birchas Ilanos may be Birchas Shevach, it may not be a mitzvah, it could just be a Birchas Shevach, it could be like a Shechianu kind of a bracha. Okay, I ain't shum, but that's just a ha'ara. Now, this comment of Rav Shlomo Kluger is a fascinating comment. This is how the Achronim explain the famous Ramban about Sfiras HaOmer. Right? There's a Divrei Malkiel writes Ramban is a typo. The Ramban in Kiddush Lamed Aleph, when he goes through, oh, what are examples of mitzvah she'ein hazman grama? So the Ramban writes, Sfiras HaOmer is on his list of mitzvah she'ein hazman grama. So everyone asks the kasha, what do you mean ein hazman grama? That's if you look up the definition of zman grama, Sfiras HaOmer should be your first example of mitzvah she'ein grama. You can only do it during certain times of the year. So you could technically count whenever, but the count only counts during certain times of the year. So it's l'chora clearly mitzvah shazman grama. So that's what the Divrei Malkiel says. No, the Ramban wrote samach hei ayin, and some printer decided to expand that to Sfiras HaOmer. But what he really meant is seder avoda. Okay, maybe. Or the Achronim explain, maybe he really meant Sfiras HaOmer, and it's not Zman Grama, because what triggers the Chiyuv of Sfiras HaOmer is the Karban Omer. It's not the date that triggers, not the second day of Pesach that triggers the Chiyuv Sfira, it's the Karban that triggers the Chiyuv Sfira. So that therefore gets into a more complicated, not a more complicated, but a more elaborate discussion. The Rambam holds that the Mechayiv of Sfiras HaOmer is the date of the 16th day of Nisan, and therefore the Rambam's Shita is that Sfira Bizman Hazeh is Daraisa. And therefore, if Sfira Bizman Hazeh is Daraisa, it means that it's triggered not by the event of the Karban Omer, but it's triggered by the date, which means that it's Mitzvah Shazman Grama and women are Pater. If you hold that Sfira Bizman Hazeh is Darabanan, it's because you're paskening that what triggers the Sfira is not the date, but the Karban Omer. Mele, we don't have the Karban Omer Bizman Hazeh, and therefore we don't have Sfiras HaOmer in its fullest to its fullest extent. You hold that it's only a mitzvah midrabanan. So if you hold that it's only a mitzvah midrabanan, so what triggers it is the Karban Omer, then it will turn out that it's not a mitzvah shazman grama. It's Karban grama, and therefore women would be chayiv in Sfiras HaOmer. There's also a discussion whether the proper nusach of Sfiras HaOmer is La Omer or Ba Omer. So Rav Shachter quotes from Rav Salvechik that it's totally in the same machlokas. That if you hold it's La Omer, you're saying to the Omer, to the Karban Omer. You're declaring that it's triggered by the Karban Omer, and therefore Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is only Derabanan. Whereas if you say Ba Omer, you're saying, no, it's Kavua in the calendar on this day, that this is the day of the Omer, which would mean Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh would be Da'oraisa, because it's not triggered by the Karban, it's triggered by the day. Tosfos writes that there's a practice that right after we count Sfira, we say, and we still do this, we say, and Tosfos explains, why do we do that? Why would we have such a practice to recite such a passage right after Sfiras HaOmer? Because Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is only Drabanan, since we lack the Karban Omer, and therefore we say, to say, look, we realize that we only have a shell of the original mitzvah. We don't have the original mitzvah with us anymore. Therefore, it turns out that saying the Arachman only makes sense if you hold Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah derabanan, which means you hold that the proper nusach should be ba'omer, which should be la'omer rather, because it's connected to the karban and we don't have the karban. So the proper nusach should be la'omer, and it means you hold that women are Pater from Sfiras HaOmer, are chayiv in Sfiras HaOmer, because it's carbon related and it's not zman related. All of those things are connected to each other, says Rav Shechter in the name of Rav Salvechik. And he said that's why Rav Salvechik had the practice. Rav Salvechik was, he was a brisker, so he was machmir and everything. So he had a lot of interesting chumras. So one of his interesting chumras is that he would count Sfira twice every night. He would say, Hayom Yom Rishon Ba'omer, Hayom Yom Rishon La'omer, Harachem Aniyakzer Lan Avos Beisim Rishon Kom Rav Yamin. Now, wait a second. We paskin Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is Durabanan. right? We pass on Sefiras Omer b'zman hazeh as d'rabbanan. That's why mitzvah saying Tzrichas Kavana, right? We paskin the halacha is a mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana by mitzvah d'arais, a mitzvah d'rabbanan ain't Tzrichas Kavana. That's how a number of the achronim explain the discrepancy between what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Hilchos Kriyas Shema and what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Hilchos Sefira. But the Shulchan Aruch says, if someone asks you during Ben HaShemashos what night of Sefira it is, and you respond with what night that's going to be, you've already been Yotze, even though you had no Kavana to be Yotze, because mitzvah saying Tzrichas Kavana, because it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So we paskin the mitzvah of Sefira Somer is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, right? That's why Rosh Sternbach writes in that little passage before Sefiras Omer, where you say this, if you're a chassid, you start with L'shem Yichud, if you're not a chassid, you start with Hini Muchen Mezuman or whatever, L'kai Mitzvah Shal Sefiras Omer, Kimo Shekosuv Batorah, Kimo Shekosuv Batorah. Rav Sternbach says, change it. It should say Shene'emar, not Kimo Shekosuv Batorah. Shene'emar implies that it's somewhat related to the Pasuk, but not really directly based on the Pasuk. Kimo Shekosuv Batorah implies that what you're doing is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Since we pass Sefiras Omer d'rabbanan, you cannot say Kimo Shekosuv Batorah. You're lying if you say Kimo Shekosuv Batorah. You're not about to do the mitzvah Kimo Shekosuv Batorah. You're about to do the mitzvah on a d'rabbanan level. That's what Rav Sternbach writes when it comes to Sefiras Omer. So Rav Soloveitchik's practice, if we pass Sefiras Omer d'rabbanan, so which is the correct nusach, lo omer or ba omer? So if you pass Sefiras Omer d'rabbanan, it means you hold that it's connected to the karban, which means that bizman hazeh, right, it's only d'rabbanan. And if it's connected to the karban, the proper nusach should be la omer, to the karban omer. That's the real original nusach of the svira. So why is it that Rav Soloveitchik would first say ba omer and then la omer? So Rav Schechter explains that he wanted to juxtapose the la omer with harachum on yachzir lanu avodas beis hamikdash. Because since Harachim and Yachzal and Vodas Beis HaMikdash is the only reason to say it is if Yol Sefiras Omer B'zman HaZeh is Derabanan, so it would make more sense to put that together with the La Omer Nusach and not the Ba Omer Nusach. That's how Rav Schechter explained Rav Soloveitchik's minhag. Rav Schechter told us, and he writes this in Bikvei Hatzon as well, without mentioning Rav Soloveitchik by name, you put two and two together. In Nefesh HaRav, he writes one half of the story in Bikvei Hatzon, the other half of the story, and he cross-references, so he makes it easy. But in Bikvei Hatzon, he says that there was a Gadol Echad that used to say, both the full Ba'omer and La'omer. And Rav Yeruchim Gorelick didn't like that at all. He said that he heard from the Brisker Rav that the Brisker Rav used to just say, it was also Machmir, but not to say the whole sentence twice. He would say, Hayom Yom Rishon Ba'omer La'omer. And instead of repeating the whole line, and he said it doesn't make any sense to repeat the whole line because once you've already said Hayom Rishon Ba'omer, even if you didn't say the word Ba'omer, you're already Yotze. So you're already Yotze the mitzvah. So what does it help then to go back and redo it? You're already Yotze the mitzvah. But if Betoch de Dibur, right away, you say Ba'omer, Lo'omer, then you're able, then it's a viable chumrah. Rav Schechter pointed out that as much as Brisker Rav may not have liked it, in the Orchus Rabbeinu, it records that the nusach of the minig of the stipler, who also kept every chumrah in the book, that the minig of the stipler was like Rav Soloveitchik. To repeat the entire line. But anyway, that's a little bit about this interesting idea of Shlomo Kluger, that when something is not when something can only be done in certain days, but not because the halacha limits it to certain days, but because the metzius limits it to certain days, that's not called a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. That's a metzius grama. So far what we did, and I'm going to have to get off this shiur now. I'm going to have to end the shiur now to get to my next meeting. But so far what we did is we didn't get as far as I thought we would. We got a little caught up in the Sefiras Omer stuff, but we got through whether the chiyuv of Havdalah is a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanan. The Rambam d'oraisa, the Ramban d'rabbanan, the Balei Atosos, not as clear one way or the other, and whether women are chayiv in Avdallah, three shitos, chayiv d'oraisa, that aligns with the Rambam, chayiv d'rabbanan would seem to, pater legamri would seem to align with the Ramban, and the Ritva, chayiv mid'rabbanan, because called the tikkun rabbanan, ke'en d'oraisa tiknum, and whether women are allowed to be mavdil for themselves, so the Bach says, of course they are. They say brachas on all mitzvah say shazman grama. Why wouldn't they be mavdil for themselves? But nevertheless, the Rama says, says, Lo yavdilu liatzman, that the Orchos Chaim means that they should not be mavdil for themselves. Question is, why not? So we learned one of two approaches that we're going to present. We'll continue with this year tomorrow, but the first approach that we learned was that of the Magen Avram, that whenever the mitzvah is the bracha, then a woman would not even be allowed to volunteer the bracha. It's only when there's a bracha on a mitzvah shazman grama, but the mitzvah is a maisa, then a woman is able to volunteer the bracha. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll start with the Taz's Yishuv for the Ramah, a second approach to understanding the Ramah. Then we'll get into Halacha Lemaisa and the Chiyuv of Katan and all of the other fascinating topics relating to that. So everyone, please have a great, great day. Chazer Nida really well, and Bli Neder, I'll send out. Maybe I'll put it on the WhatsApp chat. I'll send out this very rough draft of the notes from today's shir if anyone is interested or has time to look. Okay, have a great day, everybody.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.